item is Jennifer and Jason C. Clagg, parcel on 50-foot easement on Road 632.
They request to create a 4.87-acre parcel with access from an existing 50-foot right-of-way. The residual lands would be 30, a little bit more than 30 acres. The owner's proposing to build a new dwelling that would be handicapped accessible for their son. You could approve it as submitted or require an application for a major subdivision. If you approve it as submitted, it should be stipulated that any further subdivision would require a public hearing. And at one time, that there were two parcels there, and they combined that. The 4.87 was combined into that parcel 2.02 for a 35-acre parcel. So it did exist at one time.
Does it make any difference that it's an easement?
No, not really. Not for this.
Mr. Chairman, my motion is for approval of Jennifer and Jason Clagg, parcel on a 50-foot right-of-way on Road 632, with the condition that any further subdivision will require a public hearing.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the Jennifer and Jason C. Clagg parcel on a 50-foot easement on Road 632 with the stipulation that any further subdivision will require a public hearing. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Triple D and G Enterprises parcel on and 65-foot right-of-way on Route 36.
This is a request to subdivide a 21.8-acre parcel into two lots. One of the parcels will contain 1.34 acres, and that has 157 feet of road frontage. The residual land would contain 20.5 acres, and that has an existing road frontage of 65 feet. The owner's proposing to use that 65 feet as access for the residual land.
So how's this lot get access? There's two sites?
And it's basically creating one.
Mr. Chairman, my motion is for approval of Triple D and G Enterprises parcel on a 65-foot right-of-way on Route 36.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve Triple D and G Enterprises parcel and 64 right-of-way on Route 36. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next